America exports its music. Now, that's easy in an era of iPods and digital downloads. But even before MTV's journey around the globe, rock fans got their fix on the radio. As the music mutated into the psychedelic sounds of the Doors and the Who, traveled even further from the West, across the Pacific Ocean. This is psychedelic rock from the 1960s and 70s from Cambodia. This song and others were found on old cassette tapes, and now they're on a new CD compilation called Electric Cambodia. We're joined now by Ethan Holtzman and Chiam Nimal, who are in a band called Dengue Fever. They join us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
We should explain, Nimal, you're the lead singer. Ethan, you play the keyboards. Where'd you find this old music?
I found this music when I was backpacking around Southeast Asia, and Cambodia was one of the countries that I visited, and I just bought a bunch of cassette tapes on my travels then, and when I came back home, I was just kind of became obsessed with it.
Nimal?
Yes?
So when he brought these cassettes back, was that the first time you'd heard this music?
I think that song is I heard the first time, but the music I heard when I was the kid. Because they are from the city that I was born, the same city,
In Cambodia, right?
In Cambodia.
Any idea how Cambodians heard this music?
I think a lot of the music just kind of bled across the borders during the Vietnam War. During the Vietnam War, you have all these GIs and, you know, they have their radios and their cassette tapes back then or their vinyl, and they're listening to the Doors and the Beatles and Booker T and the MGs, then artists like Sin Sisimuth and Rosary Sotia and Pen Ron, they were the main vocalists in Cambodia during this time. They were inspired by this music, and they just took it in a little slightly different direction.
What's this song we're listening to?
This song is Snai Ha, and it's the Cambodians' take of Bang Bang, which was a big hit that Nancy Sinatra did.
Nancy Sinatra did a version, and so did Cher. Is this a Khmer translation of that song or something else?
They were heavily inspired by it, and they kind of rewrote their own lyrics.
What was it about this music that reached the both of you?
It really just was exciting for my ears to hear it. The organs, the surf guitar, and the vocals mainly, there's just they're really something else. The Cambodian language being sung, it's its own instrument.
Let's listen to another song if we can. I Want to Shout. You know, you go over some of the song titles. There are things like, as we play it, I want to shout, give me one kiss.
Yeah, it's give me one kiss.
Well, it just strikes you that it's, these song titles sound so innocent at a time we know of mass murder.
Yeah, well, this music was right before that. So Phnom Penh was kind of like the jewel of Southeast Asia. Prior to 74, 75, when the Khmer Rouge came in and really took over. If you look back at some of the footage that survived, you can see what the capital city of Cambodia was looking like. It was really thriving, and it was a good place for art and film.
Speaking with Ethan Holtzman and Chiam Nimal of the band Dengue Fever, and they have a new CD of music compiled from 60s and 70s Cambodia, called Electric Cambodia. When I first listened to this music, I guess there's no getting around the fact that you kind of figure everybody you're listening to probably died in one of history's great holocausts.
Pol Pot's ideology, if you were a doctor or a teacher or you spoke languages or played an instrument or, you know, anything creative that would go outside the norm, they felt it as a threat. So most of these people were killed. On a positive note, Electric Cambodia, the proceeds, what Dengue Fever, what we're doing is we're raising a little bit of money and we're giving it back to Cambodian Living Arts, which is an organization in Cambodia that helps keep traditional song and dance alive. We traveled back to Cambodia in 2005 as a band. We worked with this organization, we performed with the kids, and it's just really cool to see them learning traditional instruments that some of the people survived. You know, they probably had to go undercover and not play their instruments during the Khmer Rouge regime.
When artists were considered untrustworthy. Nimal?
Yes?
I'm told you come from a very famous musical family in Cambodia.
Yes, I do.
Well, tell us a little bit about it, if you could, please.
My parents, they are traditional Cambodian, like they sing from the wedding. It's not like a rock and roll, but my sister, she's famous in Cambodian 1980s until right now. So a lot of Cambodian people, they know my family very well. The oldest, since the Modro Selassie and Ban Ron, they are important for my family. So right now I'm here with Dengue Fever. We're traveling around the world, and then a lot of people like us and enjoy their music.
So listen to another song, if we could, Jasmine Girl. Is it hard for Americans to appreciate how much of Cambodia's arts, how much of its culture was destroyed during the reign of the Khmer Rouge?
In Cambodia, they didn't destroy all of it. You know, there was enough there to inspire our band to form, and now I think hopefully there's going to be a resurgence of this because it's an interesting cultural exchange.
I was about to say, despite the history, but maybe it's because of it, the CD makes you feel happy.
I remember that last year, Beyond Tour in New York City, and I think it's the old, she's not old, but she's the same my mom age, to come up on stage, sing with me, you know, it's the song we call I'm 16, and then she told me about it, she can't wait for that song, because it reminds her when she's the teenager at that time, and she come up on stage sing with us.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. At our live shows, we get a lot of different Cambodians from all the generations. There'll be little kids and grandparents, and sometimes the grandparents will turn on their kids to Dengue Fever, and they'll all come out to the show, and they'll get there like 4 hours before we play. It's funny.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us, Scott. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much, Scott. Talk to you later. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Just our pleasure. Ethan Holtzman and Shyam Nimal, who are members of the band Dengue Fever, they have collected old Cambodian rock songs and put them on a new CD called Electric Cambodia. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.